All right, so I'd like to share with you all a little bit of a personal story. And I'd like to first kind of apologize if I do get a little bit emotional. This actually is a pretty near and dear story to me. Maybe it's because the passion part of my name tag. But to fully understand it, I need you all to kind of go back to July with me. And in July, I woke up one morning, typical morning for me, and for whatever reason, I didn't go straight to the shower to get ready to go to the office, but I felt drawn to my cell phone across the room. And went over to my phone, and I picked it up, and I had 4 missed calls from my mother, and I had 2 text messages from my younger brother, Chris, and it's only 6:30 in the morning. And first thing that comes to my mind is something really bad has happened. And something bad did happen. Called home, my mother's a mess, and I find out my father that morning walked out to get the newspaper with the dog on the leash like he does every morning, except that morning he had a heart attack and collapsed on the front lawn. Luckily, 2 neighbors who were jogging in the neighborhood saw him fall and got him the medical care that he needed. He's okay now, and I apologize, I'm getting a little worked up. He's okay now, but it wasn't until a couple days later when I'm back at the office when I realize, oh no, I've actually was in the middle of processing some personal coverage from my father that wasn't yet in force. So 3 things then have happened. I find out that he's now postponed 6 months, so his planning is now put off, and who knows what's going to happen in that 6-month period. Anything could happen in that 6-month period. His super preferred tentative offer is now likely completely off the table, and that 6-month postpone is now going to age him an additional year and issue him at 69 instead of 68. So now I know that the entire planning is completely screwed up, and I get really kind of upset. I think maybe he'll call Susan Galili and Susan will pull me a favor and I can get this taken care of, but obviously, of course, that can't happen. But what really gets me going is I could have prevented all this from happening. Now, I of course couldn't have prevented the heart attack from happening. This isn't that good of a story where I have magic powers and can go back in time in my DeLorean, but no, that's not really how this works. See, at John Hancock, we have a temporary insurance agreement, or TIA, and I'm sure a lot of you are like, oh, Matt, that's a TIA, I know what that is. Everyone has one of those. Well, actually, that's not really true. Most carriers actually don't have a TIA. They have what's called a conditional receipt. And where those two really kind of differ is really fundamentally important. Conditional receipts and TIAs, yes, they both cover the insured if they both die during the underwriting process. But what is more likely to happen during the underwriting process isn't the death. It's what happened to my father, which is a medical change, some sort of medical history change. And that's much more likely to happen. The TIA actually prevents that from happening. So if I just took a simple form and 1/12 of the annual premium of my father's case, I could have locked in his insurability on Monday, and that heart attack that happened that Tuesday morning would be completely irrelevant because I've actually been able to issue the policy as if that heart attack never happened at all. And this reminds me of kind of why we do insurance, why we all work in this industry. And at the professional partnerships meeting in both Philadelphia and Las Vegas, Peter Chung starts off the meeting asking all the principals, all the carriers, all the advisors that are there, why do you do what you do? Not what do, but why do you do what you do? And everyone came back pretty much almost with the same answer, was to help people. Help people, help protect their families, help provide for those families in some of their darkest hours when they lose a really cherished family member. Now, of course, it does protect your sale because you're still able to issue the contract. Now, I know a lot of you came from career systems back in the day, and one of the first things you learned when taking an application is you always take money. You always take money, otherwise it doesn't count. But very few people still do that. And looking at our sales stats, very few cases come in-house with money on the app, and very even few after that actually have a temporary insurance agreement in place. Now, there are parameters to when the TIA will apply and when it won't, and cases that you might think don't actually cover for the TIA do. More cases that you think will actually qualify under the TIA. Now, I really urge all of you to kind of think about why you do what you do. Go back to what Peter did at the professional partnerships meeting. It's really about helping families. And what's a better way of helping them? Yes, protecting their family and getting the insurance in force, of course, but also protecting their ability to buy the coverage that they need in the first place. Because they may want it on Monday, and then on that Tuesday, they have that heart attack and they're no longer able to. They're postponed. Still don't know what's going to happen with my father, but I really urge all of you to look at TIAs and consider doing this on every case. It's really important. Thanks.